back live for the rest of this hour. Judge Andrew Napolitano, former state judge, number one show now on Fox Business, going to daily weekdays. It's so successful. Just out of nowhere, he comes on, boom, number one. I'll guarantee you they put him on main Fox. He would beat everybody on that network, even if they put him at 10 o'clock at night. And that's what I told him, you know, 6-8 months ago when I knew he was getting his weekend show. I said, you watch, it's going to have, you know, massive ratings. And you were like, I just hope to, you know, do okay. And you remember on air and off air, Judge, I told you.
You did, Alex, and you were right. And I have been surprised and delighted at the generosity of viewers. We've been doing very, very well, and management decided to take us daily, and we expect that will happen before Thanksgiving.
Daily on Fox Business.
On Fox Business. We will continue the show on weekends. Basically, we will take one of the five dailies and run it as the weekend show, but our prime work will be prime time. I don't know the time. It'll be prime time on the Fox Business Network with the full support of the Business Network and many, many cross promotions on the Fox News Channel and my continued appearances on the Fox News Channel and my continued fill-ins for Glenn Beck, which I'm doing as soon as next Tuesday.
Are you influencing Glenn because he is getting more and more hardcore? Last night, we played a clip earlier in the show. He talked about the Fabian socialists wanting to poison the water supply.
I don't want to take credit for influencing him. I will tell you this. We spend a lot of time together. We do a lot of speaking gigs together. When you travel with Glenn, you travel first class. So we're in a small private jet, and we do a lot of talking. He has told me that I've changed his mind on two issues. One is the Patriot Act. And the other is the morality, lawfulness, and constitutionality, or lack thereof, of torture. So I will only take credit for those two areas, which are profound. I did not hear what he said about the Fabian socialists, and I didn't hear what he said about poisoning the water supply until you told me, because I was on another show last night when he said that. But I'm not surprised that he said it. I'm happy that he's issuing those warnings. And, Alex, those warnings are resonating with people. You've been saying this for years. Now he's saying it between the two of you. That is a monstrous audience hearing these things.
Well, every day for 2 years, I have shown the quotes from EcoScience where Holdren said reduced population, a planetary tyranny to do it, forced sterilization through the water. Beck quoted EcoScience word for word last night. He played George Bernard Shaw. I mean, literally, it's and I, you know, I've been critical of Beck on torture and the police state and things he supported. But I mean, it shows one thing. The mood of the country has changed. If Judge Andrew Napolitano has the number one show on Fox Business and is getting a primetime show weekdays, and Glenn Beck is now able to go on the air and talk about things that 15 years ago I was called a lunatic for when all I was doing was reading their own statements.
Well, you have to add to that and I'm not just blowing smoke at you, you have to add to that the phenomenal success of your own show. People have awakened. When people ask me about the Tea Parties, I take them back to my youth. This is before you were born, when Barry Goldwater ran against LBJ. That is the last time I can, and I was 13 years old, that's the last time I can remember as serious and as profound a debate about the Constitution and the role of the federal government in the lives of individuals in the past 50 years.
And Goldwater came out and quoted the Trilateral Commission's plan to set up world government, how the banks would bankrupt us. And now here we are 40-something years later. It was like Barry Goldwater was a prophet.
Exactly. Goldwater was terrific. To me, the Tea Parties are bringing, except on defense, because I think he would have waged offensive wars, which you and I and most of the folks listening to us now would not.
I agree.
And it's like saying, you know, aside from what happened in the theater, Mrs. Lincoln, how did you like the evening? Because it's a big except. But generally, on the role of the government in the lives of people, generally, unlimited government, generally, on sound money, he was terrific.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code radio to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Okay, Judge, we've only got you here for about another 20 minutes before the show ends. I want to race through a bunch of issues and then find out what is most important on your radar.
Go right ahead.
But I would imagine, being so well-read, you know the Supreme Court justices and the L.A. Times covered this. Here's the headline, First Amendment ruling destined to kill Internet free speech. They said that in the case of the funeral protesters, who I disagree with, but it's their right, that they are going to restrict rallies, protest, things that hurt people's feelings. England has just passed similar laws. The Cybersecurity Act did this. They couldn't pass the cyberbullying last year, and so they're now legislating from the bench. They have signaled and said that they are going to rule against rallies and demonstrations that are hurtful. And one justice said this will also affect Internet speech. That then dovetails with Microsoft proposes government licensing Internet access. Can you speak about the state of free speech in this country? Here's another one. Obama administration pressures ISPs to censor websites without even an order. The White House just tells them what they want taken down outside of a court, and it happens. I mean, this is becoming Mao's China.
Well, I disagree with the view of those who say the court is going to go against free speech. I was not in the courtroom. I read a portion of the transcript of the oral argument, and I interrogated the Fox reporter who was in the courtroom. That Fox reporter, not a lawyer, but a person who covers the Supreme Court for Fox, is of the view that it's going to go in favor of free speech. And this court, and no court is perfect, and a lot of judges, most of them legislate from the bench, but this Supreme Court, with Stevens on it before Kagan got there, invalidated laws that prohibited the slaughter of animal on tapes, a horrible thing that I oppose, but free speech. Invalidated laws that prohibited corporations and labor unions and advocacy groups from getting involved in free speech. I believe that this case is going to go, as horrific as the message is, in favor of the freedom of the messengers in this case.
Okay, well, let's hope you're right, but we'll find out soon. But the other issue is, what about all these moves with cybersecurity, the Obama kill switch, all these different...
Well, that stuff has to be challenged, and it has to be challenged in a couple ways. One, the way you're doing it, by exposing it, because most people don't know about this unless they hear it from you or Sossel or Beck or me, because there are very few national broadcasts addressing this. And secondly, it needs to be challenged in the political arena. The people who do it need to be voted out of office or exposed and forced to explain themselves, in which case they'll be forced out of office. And then, of course, it needs to be challenged. But the court has been pretty good on First Amendment. I mean, the court has let circuit court opinions stand, which invalidated efforts to cleanse the Internet of pornography. Whatever you think of pornography, these things were written supposedly to protect children. It's always for the children. And circuit courts of appeals, that's the intermediate appellate court, throughout the country have invalidated legislation under Clinton, under Bush, and under Obama. And the Supreme Court has refused to accept the government's appeals to overturn those invalidations. So they haven't been bad on the First Amendment. Now, we run the risk of a social conservative like my college classmate Sam Alito joining the big government liberals. We run that risk of them thinking what they know is best for us to watch and listen to and hear. But if Justice Alito sticks to the guns, so to speak, of those who voted for the First Amendment the last time around, I think the First Amendment will prevail.
Well, even if the court says we don't have a First Amendment, possession is nine-tenths of the law. We need to continue to exercise it, just like McCain-Feingold tried to block free speech. People just ignored it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the other thing is, I mean, the judgment against Phelps here was provided under some Maryland law. Now, some states would not have such laws. Some states would say you can stand on the sidewalk and say whatever you want. This creates the bizarre conundrum of the First Amendment meaning different things in different states. So if the Supreme Court says this is okay, we're going to uphold this judgment, it's about $8 million, which the church doesn't have, so it may just be a paper judgment. That may not be the law of the land in all 50 states. My own home state of New Jersey, regrettably one of the most progressive in the union, nevertheless, is superb on free speech. Under the New Jersey Constitution, you can stand on a street corner and say whatever you want to whomever you want at any time you want, as long as you're not, you know, preventing people from walking or preventing traffic.
I understand, Judge, on this legal issues, obviously you could teach us all day, and we appreciate you joining us on that subject. But last question, when should the court then release their ruling? In the next 2-3 months?
You know, they release a bunch of rulings three times, right before Christmas, in the middle of the spring, or I say around April, and then in June. I think this one's probably going to come in April. I don't think this is going to come until next year. Not
okay.
For any political reason, but just because the process of getting
sure.
Something like this done takes time.
Okay, I've got a stack of other important issues.
Go.
You talked about the Federal Reserve getting more power. It did get more power out of the crisis it created.
Right.
They were able to block a true audit in the Senate. Now it's being reported that $821.1 billion of U.S. Treasury notes are now owned by the private Federal Reserve. They are now the second biggest owner of our debt next to communist China. The Federal Reserve is moving ahead with quantitative easing. The dollar is plunging. Gold is going up. It's becoming more and more clear that we have a financial military-style occupation of our country, and the bankers are getting record bonuses. They're openly not telling Congress where the trillions are. This is insane. Give us your take on the Federal Reserve being the second biggest owner of our debt. I mean, talk about national security, a private banking cartel, and then a communist Chinese. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, I actually think it's worse than that, Alex. I was on air with one of my colleagues speculating about what might happen if the Republicans take the House and the Republicans take the Senate. And the colleague said, well, at least they can refuse to fund FINREG, the Financial Regulatory Act, the so-called Dodd-Frank Act. And I said, well, most respectfully, they can't. It's under the domain of the Federal Reserve. It doesn't need any funding. The Federal Reserve can print its own money and fund it itself. So the Federal Reserve is probably the most powerful entity on the planet, more powerful than the rest of the federal government combined. It's certainly the most secretive. This is a one-liner that you've used. The job of the CIA is to keep and to steal secrets. We know more about the CIA and what it has kept and what it has stolen and than we do about the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve announced yesterday that it's ready to infuse another $1 trillion of cash into the marketplace. What will that do to the value of the dollar in the wallet of everybody listening, in the bank account of everybody listening, invested in the business of everyone listening who's invested in a business, and invested in the home of everyone listening who owns a home? It will decrease its value. When Jefferson and company were running the government in 1792, the Congress enacted the Coinage Act of 1792, which made it punishable by death for anybody in the government to clip coins, stated differently, to devalue the money. The Federal Reserve is doing exactly that which was death penalty eligible when sound money existed in the country. This is the most serious of problems we face. We need to audit the Federal Reserve. We need to audit Fort Knox, and I mean a real audit. We may open up the door and find a stadium full of gold, but it could be hypothecated, it could be pledged, it could be there, but owned by the Bank of China. We need to own who owned, we need to know who owns what. We need to know every penny the Federal Reserve has printed, every dime the Federal Reserve has spent, every quarter the Federal Reserve has loaned, every dollar the Federal Reserve is expecting back. Now, are we going to get that? I just put this question to Ron Paul not an hour ago in the taping of my weekend show. He thinks we're going to get these answers, but not tomorrow, and not as a result of this election, and not even during the presidency of this president, but in our lifetimes. He thinks we will reach such a crisis point, which he calls a revolution, where the government will be forced to expose what it's been doing, what it owns, what it's been cheating, what it's been stealing, or the government will collapse like the government of the Soviet Union did.
Well, Judge, that's the issue, is that you have the Vatican, you have the City of London within London, the private banking group. You have Cheney a few years ago saying, I'm my own branch of government. The Federal Reserve has actually gotten Congress to legislate that. They are literally the foxes guarding the hen houses. They are destroying our society, and they are the U.S. version of the most powerful thing on the planet, the private banking cartel.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Look. Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier dryers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 air purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're back live, and for the balance of this transmission, the next hour and a half, conspiracy icon, as he's known, David Icke, is our guest. I agree with about 98% of what David Icke says. He's so articulate, former head of the Green Party in the UK, the best-selling author many times over, championship goalie, very articulate. He can really put things in easy-to-understand ways. He can really take complex issues and do that. But David, you know, gets into basically something we never cover, and that's interdimensional or extraterrestrial type entities. But, you know, once something's out in the open, once I can start proving that at least it's being discussed, we're going to talk later at the start of the next hour about UFOs. U.S. Air Force officers testify on UFO sightings at National Press Club. They said they were turning off nukes. It continues. Churchill and Eisenhower agreed to cover up RAF planes UFO encounter during World War II. Secret files reveal. I mean, it just goes on. From there, and more the media is hyping some type of alien landing. The UN announced last week they've appointed an ambassador to meet with the aliens. We are on a planet out in the middle of space here, you know, orbiting the sun in the Milky Way galaxy in our little solar system here. And I want to talk to David about why they're, you know, Larry King Live, all of them are basically saying get ready for aliens to land. They've got all these TV shows like V and The Incident. And I know about Project Bluebeam, a program the government admits to fake UFOs. So we'll talk about that coming up in the next hour. First, I want to get into what's happening with the economy, the awakening that's happening. I want to ask David, he's been very busy, if he's seen this new video put out in England that they pulled by the 1010 Project, where it shows them murdering the children because they won't cut their carbon footprint, and murdering football players and murdering talk show hosts and murdering people in businesses. All these authority figures pushing a red button. The message is, we're your God. We control you. The system has gone from denying that they have a murderous agenda to coming out and saying, we want eco-fascism. It isn't about global warming. It's about reducing population. You know, man is a parasite. Man is the enemy. They're teaching us to hate ourselves. So we'll talk about that with David as well next. But first, David, the economy, gold at $1,342 an ounce. The currency's going down. The open world government being announced. Riots all over Europe against austerity. You know, you've been proven right, Gerald Celente. So much of what you talked about 15, 16 years ago, we're called a loon. It's all coming true, and right on the timeline you said, David.
Well, I said in September 2008, Alex, when this first recent crash became clear, that there was a three-step game going on here. The first step was to crash the economy so that people could see there was a problem. The next stage was to get governments to empty their barrels, if you like, to empty their ability to respond to it financially by hurling enormous, fantastic cuckoo land amounts of money at the banking system, which was designed from the start to disappear, which, of course, the vast majority of it has. And the third stage, which I'm now waiting for, is when they make the judgment that it's its optimum moment, they crash the economy again in a way that governments have no longer any means of responding to it, even in the ludicrous way they did in the last couple of years. And then the banking system itself will be stepping forward as the savior, and they'll say the only way of sorting out this global mess is ABCD, and it will be a global economic tyranny based on a world central bank in which a few people sitting around one table will dictate finance to every country. This, of course, is where we've been going all along. You know, if there's a few of you, and compared with the 7 billion we're supposed to have on this planet, it is an absolute tiny few that are in full awareness behind this conspiracy. And if they are going to reach their goal of a fully fledged global dictatorship, then they have to incessantly centralize power. And the more power they have, the more power they have over more and more people. And the more power they have centrally, the more power they have to then centralize even quicker. And this is why the speed of globalization in all areas of our lives has got faster and faster. And of course, the Rockefeller Rothschild World Trade Organization is there to ensure that countries cannot defend themselves against the merciless world system, so that every country is dependent on forces and events that are outside their sphere of influence and outside their sphere of control and response. And this is the whole idea, to get everyone dependent on everyone else, so that the few people at the center running this system have power over every area of our lives. I was talking to a journalist yesterday in England, a mainstream journalist, who was like saying he's seeing it. The centralization of power in the media is now blatant, and we're now reaching that point I talked about 15 years ago, where the agenda that for decade after decade, indeed century after century, has operated in the shadows, there comes a point where it has to break the surface when it's getting close to its final goal, but close to introducing the new world it wants to. Well, that new world is eventually going to break the surface where we can actually see it. It has to, otherwise it can't become the new world. And we're now at that point. And this is why we have a point here, Alex, of tremendous challenge, but tremendous opportunity. Because it's becoming so blatant, more and more people are seeing what they couldn't see before. So it's a real fork in the road we're facing here.
And David, you said that brilliantly. And you didn't toot your horn properly. Yes, 2 years ago you said we're going to have the banker bailouts. That will exhaust the central governments, the state governments, the regional governments. They will then announce a new global currency, and that's in Reuters and AP today, the Bancor, that will be digital, that then nations will have to borrow from the banks, that's made up out of nothing. But if you go back to the Trilateral Commission public documents from the 70s, they said, we will interconnect the world, we'll get everybody in debt, we will set it up where everybody's dependent on each other, we'll be outside of that as the global arbiters, then we'll implode the world economy and announce the new one world government. And we have those documents. We have the Club of Rome, the UN, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR. And so everything we've talked about has come true because we were reading their playbook. And as you said, they denied it in public, though their white papers were available, but not, you know, widely distributed. Now they're getting ready to have their full takeover, so they have to go ahead and admit it's all real, but say it's our savior. David, how do you see this playing out in year one, year two, year three, year four, year five? You say, and I tend to agree with you, that the main flash isn't 2012, but projecting the lines forward around 2015, 2016, the riots have already begun. The Pentagon admits global meltdown, but they say martial law is the answer when they've engineered it. The British Ministry of Defense says the same thing. The UN, they are getting ready for this. The rich are moving offshore to private redoubts and islands. They're hardening the police departments against the citizens. Google admits they're NSA and can, quote, predict the future and are surveilling everything we're doing. They're admitting they're taking our blood secretly at birth. They're admitting the vaccines are killing us, but they don't care. I mean, it's just all coming out.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Some people are waking up now that all of this is so apparent, saying Alex Jones, Ron Paul, David Icke, so many others were right, but others are choosing to then, out of fear, just accept the evil because it's so overwhelming. What's the psychological warfare point here, and what do you see happening in these phases?
Well, the thing, first of all, Alex, is as you pointed out, you know, if you're prepared to do the research and you're prepared to focus your life on this stuff over the years, you don't have to be a prophet because this stuff's written down. I mean, you know, we knew what was coming because it's there to find if you want to look for it. But we have reached this amazing point where people are finding, even those with their head in the sand. By the way, as I say in my new book, to have your head in the sand, you have to be on your knees. And the two things go together. And it's time we got off our knees. And to do that, first of all, we've got to get our heads out of the bloody sand and actually face what we're dealing with here. And we're at this amazing point now where they can't hide it anymore. And humanity is faced with a choice that will be more and more difficult for it to persuade itself and kid itself that there's not a choice to be made, because it's really not happening. It's just conspiracy theory. No, this is in our face now. So we're entering very fast, Alex, a totally new phase in this game, in this unfolding conspiracy to impose a global fascist communist state, because they're both masks on the same face anyway. And for me, we are going to continue to go down this road for some years yet, where it seems that this control system is going incessantly in the direction it wants to and is unstoppable. But I am absolutely convinced that in the years between 2016 to 2020, that period, then there is going to be enough people who have awoken to this and can see this, there's going to come a tipping point. And they are trying to... What they've been trying to do all these years, Alex, is to bring in the surveillance, the control, the data surveillance, the surveillance of where you go on the internet, surveillance of every area of your life, to bring in the more and more the militarization of law enforcement, even domestic law enforcement. It's happening all over the world. You see a policeman now, and often you can't tell them from the military.
And we see a total continuity of agenda where they do snatch and grabs in front of news cameras at the G20 in England, at Pittsburgh in the U.S., in Toronto in Canada. We see the same cameras, the same body scanners. We see global drills set up months ago for the surge on trains and bus stations and airports, and they admit it's a global drill that coincides with the latest scare of terrorist bombers. It's the same system, the same nomenclature, run by the same corporate board.
Yeah, but this is the point, Alex. While they've, of course, been using terrorists as the excuse and terrorism as the excuse, we well know that what it's really been constructed for and constantly added to for is the population, the general population. That's what it's for. And it's not even for the population that will stay asleep or go into a freeze mode through fear of what they're seeing. It's for those people who are waking up, and it's for those people who are prepared to do something. And so, it's so important for people to appreciate that this is not made up by the day or the month or the week or the year or even the decade. This has been long projected forward. And so all the different elements of it, the understanding of what they're going to do in terms of the economic crash, et cetera, the way that's going to be received by the public, we're seeing it now, more and more unrest, et cetera. And a parallel to that, another wing of this conspiracy has been preparing for this with the excuse of terrorism to bring in all these anti-terrorist laws and all these institutions to fight terrorism or to track terrorism, which have all been designed for the general population all along.
And they admit that. This is so central, and this is what I talk about every day, but you do it so eloquently. 95% of Homeland Security is for veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, anti-globalists, anti-war people, anybody that doesn't play along with their control paradigm. And now we've gotten a secret Department of Justice new document up on Infowars.com. DOJ urges citizens to report extremists handing out literature like the Obama Joker poster. They are now... It's come out that Israeli companies were hired by Homeland Security in Pennsylvania to spy on mainline Tea parties and state representatives, and they said that the state reps may be terrorists. I mean, there is an arc, and now Der Spiegel admits the former East German Stasi was hired in the U.S. and in Europe to help set up this grid. I mean, now the Stasi are going to save us.
Yeah, well, we've reached the point where there's a new stage in the psychological warfare. Up to this point, it's been like, keep it under wraps, keep it secret, dismiss and ridicule so-called conspiracy theorists, because it seems that the humans have a genetic inability to say the word conspiracy without following it with theory. And just say it's all a nonsense, it's not really happening. And that gives you a cover story and time to build your control system more and more powerfully and in more and more of the fine detail of people's lives. But now we've reached another psychological point where they're basically saying, yes, I know a lot more people can see it now, but it doesn't matter because we're all powerful and we can do what we like. And we're going to show you that we can do what we like because we're going to put this on public display more and more and more. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to take us on because we're all powerful and we can do anything we want? Or are you going to just be like good little sheep and good little slaves and just do what you're told, keep your head down, keep your mouth shut, and hope that that will see you okay.
So they've now gone to the pure intimidation. They've taken the velvet glove off,
yeah,
and they go,
exactly.
They go, you bet we did. We gave children syphilis in injections in Guatemala.
Yes, sir.
You bet
exactly.
We're poisoning your vaccine. You bet we run death camps. You bet, Halliburton and DynCorp run child kidnapping rings. You bet we're evil. And so they're trying to intimidate us. You bet we're watching you if you hand out any literature. You don't do that in America or the UK. You bet we're listening to your phone calls. You bet we want to reduce your population. Just like all these new TV ads and cartoons and video games where it shows the environmentalists murdering people if they don't accept the carbon tax dictatorship. Have you seen that new video?
I've not, but it makes absolute sense to this whole thing that we're talking about here because we have reached the point now where, you know, we've got to decide, are we going to be people who are going to stand up or are we going to be mice and just scuttle away and try to hide in the corner in the skirting board somewhere? Because this is what they're saying to us now. Okay, come on, you can see it. What are you going to do about it? And we need to have the courage and the backbone to say, yeah, we're not having it. We're not having it because this is the truth. There's a fraction of the number of people in this world who are being manipulated, who are being intimidated, who are being having their lives controlled, who have been turned into a slave race. A fraction of people on Earth are actually doing it, and the vast, 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 vast majority are having it done to them. I think I see a way out of this, and you know, if we realize that the number advantage the manipulated, abused, and suppressed have over those who are in full awareness doing it, the game is over.
Absolutely. Amen to that. The enemy is now out in the open. It has uncloaked itself. Are you going to stand up against this? Because submitting to it means death.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake. The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for 3-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, 8 minutes into hour number three. It is Tuesday, the 5th day of October, 2010. The iconic David Icke is our guest. We're going to talk about a host of other key issues here in just a moment. But finishing up, if you just joined us, David was getting into the fact that, and if you go back to Edward Bernays 80 years ago, who advised the Department of War and the Department of Defense, and he's the reason you eat bacon with eggs. He's the reason there's a music room. You've got to have that piano in the house to be classy. They wrote up the feminist movement to break up the family, to get women working so they could double tax and break up families, even if women wanted to stay home and raise the children. They brag about this, and they said the number one goal is to make you feel inadequate, to make you feel worthless so they can then sell you on their, quote, new ideas. And what David was saying is mirrored by the article at PrisonPlanet.com, climate cult indoctrinating our kids with depraved death wish. And it, the second article Watson wrote over the weekend on this, climate cult indoctrinating our kids with depraved death wish. And it deals with, they're teaching them, you're worthless, you're bad, humans are evil, so that we're already desensitized with violence and death on television and simulated murders. So when we see the real thing, a lot of people don't care, or watch some old lady hit by a car, bleed to death for 2 hours in the street, or a cop hit by a car. You see these reports all the time. people not rendering aid, not just disliking themselves, but hating everyone else. They're destroying our connectivity to each other. And it's so wicked, they don't want us to know how special we are, the mind that gave you Shakespeare and Beethoven and Socrates and mathematics and Max Planck 100 years ago, 110 years ago now, literally envisioning in his mind the atomic theory and atomic weapons and atomic energy, a species that's brought us space travel. We're supposed to love the dolphins, love the elephants. But then we're trash, we're scum, we're worthless, we don't have a right to have children. And this is so central. David, please continue.
Well, you know, Alex, I've been writing my books for years that this is no new phenomenon. The process we're now experiencing, if you want to use the version of time that we perceive as time, then you're talking thousands, probably tens of thousands, maybe more years, that this has been slowly but surely unfolding. And the same techniques have been used all along. There'll be people listening to this program won't like this, but, you know, what we're talking about here is the same principle as telling people that by the very fact that they were born, the very process of birth, they are a sinner. And fundamental to that is to make people feel small, insignificant, they have no power. Because people who believe they have no power do not express the power they have. Because we are constantly expressing our self-perception, our self-identity. So if you can get people to feel that they are useless, they're worthless, they're just, as Prince Philip once alluded to the humanity, just a virus, and basically just you should have contempt for yourself and everything that you stand for, and the human race collectively the same, then you are going to perceive yourself in that way. You're going to manifest your life in that way. You're not going to see the true magnitude of who you are, consciousness, capable of all and much greater feats of awareness and creation than even the ones you've just listed, Alex. This is who we really are. Now, you imagine billions of people on this planet who are in awareness of the full magnitude, scale, potential, infinite possibility of who we are. A few people controlling them from a central point, forget it, no chance. So fundamental to this is to disconnect us from a true awareness of who we are, and to put us both in a box of self-perception of being worthless, but also in a box of little me, I have no power. Because people who think they have no power, they look up or look out to people who have the power. And it, funny enough, it is the perception that these few have power over us that leads to them having power over us. Oh, you can't, it's all too powerful, there's nothing you can do about it. Watch me. You know, the numbers alone say that the game is only.
Well, what's happening is they impose a predetermination that we're going to fail, a determination that we have no power, so that people just think it's absolutely lost. You've just got to go along with everything that's happening. You have to submit to the evil, and they are just pushing this like never before. Now, David, shifting gears, because
can I just say one thing, Alex, very
sure.
Quickly? You know what we're talking about here is connected to something that I've been writing about for some time. I know I go into deeply into stuff sometimes that people go, you know, that's too far out for me. But what the human body is a receiver transmitter of information. It's like a computer. Now, if you program a computer, like on a desktop, you program that to only read information within certain firewalls, then that will be the computer's reality. That is what you're going to get on the screen in terms of the computer manifesting its.
Well, that's what the term conspiracy theory is. They throw it out there as a computer command. Do not read this information. Do not see it. Disregard it.
So what they're doing is systematically programming humanity, programming the body computer, which is the vehicle, not the real us. We are consciousness, infinite awareness, but it's the vehicle we use to experience this reality we call the world. And it's systematically programming that computer through various means, through education, through media, through all these things, to only perceive a certain reality. And in doing so, what happens? The computer only reads that reality. And you do not then have the perception of the true magnitude of who we are. Now, everything connects to everything else. They are bombarding us with electrochemical poisons and pollutions in food and drink and the genetically modified food, which is designed to genetically modify us. Genetically modify what? Genetically modify, i.e. change the way that the body computer receives and transmits information. That's what they're doing. And in all these ways, they are destabilizing and limiting and distorting how we read reality, because on one level, the body is clearly an electrochemical organism, and it has a particular electrochemical balance. It has a genetic balance. It has a DNA balance. And once you start distorting that, it no longer reads reality to the potential that it had before. It's like having a virus in your desktop computer. It doesn't work the same. And this is what is happening. It's a systematic distortion of the way we read reality by distorting the body chemically, electromagnetically, and also in the way that we perceive by the manipulation of the information we receive. It's the information that we're receiving, Alex, from the media and what bravely calls itself education and all these sources is no different in its basic theme than actually programming a computer so it reads reality in a certain way. That's what they're doing.
And I see an ace in the hole for the globalists, because they admit with Project Bluebeam and other reports that have been partially declassified that for 50 years, the British government, the Pentagon, and others have actually hyped UFO stories as a cover for some of their secret technology, but also at a key point to unify the planet, as Kissinger talked about and Ronald Reagan and many others, that what if aliens invaded? We would then unify. And the government admits they've got secret programs with huge hologram projectors, you name it, to have, you know, Christ return, aliens land, Buddha, Muhammad. They admit this, and suddenly you have all these mainstream media reports we're going to go over after the break where they're saying, oh, looks like aliens might be real. Eisenhower and Churchill knew. You know, and now the UN announces we've appointed an ambassador for when the aliens arrive. I mean, they're, and we've got, you know, top physicists coming out and saying the aliens are going to be mean when they come.
This is a complex subject, well, slightly complex, in that there's two angles to it. First of all, the idea that humans are the only species of like in this universe is utterly, utterly ludicrous, insane, and beyond belief. And one day when we wake up a bit more, people are going to say, how could we ever believe it, in the same way as how could we ever believe the Earth was flat? However, governments and authorities are looking at and responding to information of this kind. There has been a blatant decision that there is going to be a total change. More and more stuff out there. It's not going to be laughed at anymore and denied in the way it was before, because they are building up to something here, which will be a disclosure that will be a fake disclosure, a disclosure that leads to the reaction they want.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.